Would you welcome my pastor, Pastor Dave Roberson? Hallelujah.
When he talked about the Holy Spirit, he said, I'll give you another comforter. He said he'd guide you into all truth, not push and pull or drag. He'd just guide you. And I remember the day I said, is there a way you can get on that path on purpose? I mean, what do to be guided? What do? I can't get over how much he loves us. I think I find it at times. I get near the end of this and I find another beginning. I couldn't even begin to imagine. Then he showed me this little, I don't know what you would call it. I seen it acted out. It seemed as though the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit were sitting around the council table, talking about wanting a family. So they looked down through time, which they can do. Looked and they said, hey, let's create a man. We'll create it and it'll be our family. So they watched and they created him, then looked further into the future. He fell. Well, the Word of God says, okay, I'll take care of that. I'll go die in his place and take the punishment. So he'll go free and we'll have our family back. So they watch a little further down into the future then to see what was going to happen. And says, look, even though we did all of that, they won't pray and they're hardly doing anything. And so the Holy Spirit says, well, I'll go down and I'll live with them. I'll bring our power down to them. And then they'll do something. So the Holy Ghost slept a lot because nothing happened. So they look forward again into the future. Says, what's it come to? How are we going to get them to pray? And finally the Holy Spirit says, I guess it's come to this. I'll go down, I'll take my boat up in them, and I'll do their praying for them. And the other two says, okay, we'll answer if you pray. And he's still. Well, I know what. Don't let them in on what you're praying until you answer it, and then they won't stop. What? Give the car away? So you think they'll pray then? I don't know. Some of us are. Can you imagine? He says he'll guide you into all truth. He shall receive of mine and show it unto you. So he'll guide you into all truth. And I was wondering, I said, there must be a way to walk down that path and be guided on purpose because we want to. And there was a way. Can you imagine a father to provide the prayer that would pray your path out for you and then answer it? What's my odds of failing? Just have to be strong enough to stay on board. Yes. What's your odds for failing? And I'll tell you where the praying's bringing you, because I wanted to tell more last time, and Bronk was hoping I'd get to talk about what happened. But he kept bringing me to more and more of the love of God, more and more. And I'm trying to figure this out, you know. Of course, we know things like love casts out all fear and never fails. We know all those statements and stuff. We heard them preached enough. But little did I know, to continue to pray in tongues, he would annihilate this and establish this. And the whole time I was walking towards the love of God and hardly even knew it. And so, one day on this path, I stepped over just for a minute past something, into something. And for 1 minute, and I got this far before. But Bronk was hoping, and I was too, really. But in that walk, praying, all of it coming together, the fastings, all that kind of thing, I come up to a line. To my surprise, the door opened. And I stepped in, and I was only there for about 1 minute. And then I was standing there, left with what he had done, and I'm in shock. All that we believed about faith and all that kind of thing was true. I mean, it was true in the respect that nothing's impossible. This is what I felt. If I let go of this, what's it going to do? Are you sure? You sure?
Yes.
You were right. Now I can't use it, you know. That's what happened. I'm going to do it again. What's it going to do? Wait a minute. How come you're so sure? You're right, it did. Well, one more time. Three, you know. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Yes.
It did.
Yes.
I was heading for a children's hospital. I wasn't going to pray for. I was going to empty.
Amen.
How do you know? How do you know this would fall? On the other side of that door, that was what was there. For 1 minute. It was that positive and that strong. So I'm wondering, you know, this is that powerful and that strong, and it's for us. All those things that we've heard and know, all things are possible to him that believe it. What did Jesus say when he addressed these kind of things? Do you see that mountain? Do you see it? You could cast that into the sea. It would obey you. It would obey you if you doubt not. Where? Consequently, your heart's not controlled by your mind. How many of you control your laughter? You might harness it after it gets away and choke it back down. But you didn't keep it from breaking out of there. That's something that's involuntary. You don't harness that. It just comes. Because it comes from the heart. Well, that's the place he said, if you doubt it, not in. And why? Because where do you think love comes from? The biological processes. Where do you think love comes from? Especially his. Where do you think it lives in sinners? Inside of the nature of the Spirit that he's given me when I was born again. Well, this is the kind of love he was talking about that never, never fails. And it has no fear. Are you heading for that? Far as I know, I am. Because I found out. When he said he'd guide you into all truth, I found out what one of the things was he used for that guidance system, and that's praying way beyond yourself in the language that he gave you and what you're saying in the language. Can you imagine him providing a prayer for you so he can answer it? Can you imagine providing it so he can answer it? I'm going to go pray in tongues. So as this love began to develop, I didn't know how to handle it. It made a mushroom out of me. And pretty soon, when I got past my own persecution and things, I got to start seeing people for who they are and what they are, and not who they are by what you've done to earn a who you are, but what they are. But I got to see people, I think it must be in some of the eyes that you see, that he sees, because it seemed to have everything to do with the faith that's developing. That you have no idea. I didn't. When you change the way you look at yourself, and I'm not talking about the self-exalting kind, I'm talking about when you start being able to see yourself the way he really does, you start getting an idea how much he loves you. Almost couldn't survive that. I wasn't raised like that. I didn't think anybody could love anybody that much. Can you imagine having to give you an entire prayer language because you'd run a risk not finding out otherwise? Well, in Jude he says, these be they who are essential, having not the Spirit but you, beloved, building yourself up above that mass, praying in the Holy Ghost, and 21, keeping yourself. Somehow that manages to govern it. Keeping yourself in what? The love of God. Well, not only does it have to do with answered prayer and how I get to see people now more and more, it's going to have to do with those kind of revivals that was in the book of Acts, even after Jesus went back. And they started bringing the sick in from the regions round about, and the ones who were left from that still got every single one of them healed. I don't know if that ever repeated itself in history or not, but he had went home. Every single one of them was healed. You had a son or daughter that never heard, never talked. Just growing up, knowing there's something out there, being startled when you touch them. Maybe they're 5 years old. You met a neighbor who went to the same school to find out how to deal with these things. Then all of a sudden he comes running over to your house and the kid's with him. They hear, they see, they talk. Who could keep you from going to that meeting with your son? Who could keep you? Could anybody hold you back? They had better get a bunch of guns and stuff. You're plowing through. See, the devil can't let this happen. He'd just jump on you out here and keep you fighting little fights and pitter-pattering, and this happened, that didn't, this did. He can't afford to let you slip by. Have something like this happen? He can't do it. His best defense is deception.
Yes, sir.
If he can get leaders to massive deceptive moves, and that's how he's neutralized every century, was introducing deception over and over and over again, like the ones that's plowing the airways now. Oh, sinning's okay. You're all right. You know, his blood covers any sin you could commit and any sin you've ever committed. Sure it did. But all you are is a glorified eternal security because you got the Holy Spirit. You want to drag him in on it too. No, he freed you from sin in hopes that's where you would walk. What did he say? If Christ be in you, the body's dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. My Spirit is seated in heavenly places with Him, with the nature that He has. But my body has been declared positionally dead. It can't reign over me anymore. I got a new nature. I reign over it. It can try, but when I stand before it, it didn't have enough power to stop me. And it doesn't you either. Because the devil isn't going to like it if you set yourself in some prayer and get massive and stubborn about it. He's not going to like it. It's too dangerous. He's seen history repeat itself. And he's not going to let it happen again if he can keep it. Now, when I started studying the history on this, man like Alexander Dowie, he brought Chicago to her knees. What an incredible revival. He ended up listening to the wrong voice. You think Satan's going to walk up to you and say, "I'm the devil, would you come with me?" Incredible. But at the end of his life, well, he didn't know it was near the end. He built himself a little throne platform, a little throne chair, had about this high, robes, jewelry. He ascends to his little throne to make the announcement. He was Elijah to come. He's going to buy up land around Israel. And him and Jesus would reign during the millennial. How could he start hearing the wrong voice? A.A. Allen, William Branham. They caught a picture of William Branham with a halo. If I had a halo, would you listen to me? Most would. They got a picture of him with the halo on his head. He had different manifestations. How many remembers when we went through that move of sensationalism, gold dusting, and all that kind of thing? Yeah. Well, I mean, if a guy walked up and a halo appeared over his head and he says, "Would you listen to me?" I'd say, "Speak up, boy." Then, but you know where his gospel ended up? Women don't have a spirit. You're just for procreation, to make men. He preached that in his last days. Didn't have a spirit. And he says there is no everlasting hell. Everlasting is a word that just means it'll be for a period of time and then stop. So how could somebody as used as powerful as they were fall to such deceptions as that? A.A. Allen, could you go on? Yes, many of them that made it. As far as you can go. He had horrible arthritis that ached bad from it. They caught him with a DUI, driving under the influence while he was preaching meeting. But he had such bad arthritis that he said if he took drugs, it would stop the pain, but it slurred your teaching up, messed you up. So at least if he drank alcohol so he could sleep, that he could preach the next day. That was his explanation. Can you imagine drinking alcohol to keep arthritis down so you could go to a miracle healing service? I don't have a watch anymore. Keep going. Okay, that's the watch. Well, last time I came, something happened, and I wanted to get this in the first service so you'd know which way it was heading. But I had just happened. It had just, and I blurted it out to you and talked somewhat about it. But when I stepped over that line, it was after something had happened already, and the devil knew he had to stop me before I went that far. So he unleashed, I guess, I don't know if it was everything he had. But I didn't know what hit me for a while. You know, they've known me most of my preaching time, 20-something years. And I've never come up with a sensationalism junk, a bunch of, you know, feathers and stuff. Gold dust. And I never did come up with that. In fact, I exposed a lot of it. So I don't have a trip to the third heaven every other day. Where you been, the third heaven? Yet a move was just full of that kind of thing. I never did have any of that foolishness. No. Now Paul said it. He was talking to people just like that. And he says, I've been there. He said, I saw things that are unspeakable. You couldn't handle them. So I can't tell them. He wasn't like the ones that was boasting of it. But the way Paul addressed them, they were more likely in sensationalism. So here I am in Brazil just preaching like normal. Alan Taylor was with me. I was on the 10th floor just preaching like normal. Went to bed that night just like normal. They had two parts, a kitchen part, front part, and then a bedroom. They were apartments too and hotels. And they had two little twin beds in the room. And so I took the one, I think, by the window. Anyway. So I was just normally in there asleep, you know, going to bed and sleeping. And then I heard noise, something. And enough to open my eyes, and I just opened them a little bit to look. And I put my clothes on the chair. It was between the two beds at the end. I just jump in bed. So something woke me. And I had my hand here, just sleeping. Shoulders on the pillow. Whatever woke me, I opened my eyes just a little. And I remember, you know, where you are and everything. And I look and there's the chair, but somebody's sitting in it. He's just sitting there. And he had his head turned at that moment. He was talking. And when I look, he turned back. And when I didn't know I did it, but I moved my hand up over my heart. He says, look, did you see that? He moved his hand over his heart. Do you think he knows that you're going to shoot him with a poison dart? That's a real nice thing to wake up to. I go, what in the world? So I started to scrunch up a little bit. And then he looks over again where he was talking. And I looked over there. And a woman... she kind of had hair like yours about that far, and it was totally black, and she had black and gray eyes. And I don't know if she's about this tall, stocky. I think that what she was is she was a witchcraft doctor that they used in the Amazon for curses of death. But when she came in, these fallen angels... they were big. They surrounded her on both sides like they were protecting her. And so she's glaring over at me. And that devil gets up from the chair and he moves around towards them. She's glaring at me and then she lights this smoke flax. Walks along the wall on that side of me. How you smoke up the wall. She was fanning it up the wall, slowly heading towards me. And when she got to the bed that divided her, then she started to fan it over across to where I was. And that she carried the curse of death with her. That's when I jumped up. Run them out. Said in Jesus' name, you get out of here now. Boy, they were disappearing so fast. Some of them was just in front of the wall. They didn't make they made it. And they disappeared before the wall. They was gone. But some of them went through the wall and then disappeared after, I guess. They could do that. And I didn't see her exit. I think she had to go through the wall too. I didn't hear any doors. But they got out of there real fast. And then came the chanting. We're going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And they chanted over and over and over. And I said, yeah, right. He's going to kill me. I'd already be dead. Well, you're going to die. Over and over and over, you're going to die. So I just took a shower. I got out of the shower, and then I heard screaming, Pastor Dave Roberson, can you Help us. When I got out of the shower, and I went, what in the world kind of is about 4 in the morning? So I go to my window that shows down to the alley. And there's about 4 or 5 people lined up in front of what looked like a dumpster crying out real loud, screaming, Pastor Dave Robertson, can you help me? And I'm going, huh. I was wondering if I should go down there or not. And all of a sudden, I knew. That was them again. They wanted to get me out of the hotel. So what did you do? I went back to bed. Well, that was about the end of that visitation. And so then I get home, and I was wondering why in the world they would do a blatant, outright attack against me. I wasn't that threatening in Brazil. Just a blatant outside attack. And while praying, I had prayed myself through to that place of that love that I was talking to you about. When I stepped over into it 1 minute, everything became final. My God operating in a level of love like that. You know what to say. I know gravity. They knew. They knew where I was heading. And this is the length they went to stop it, because they've seen it in history and couldn't deal with it. That's when the centuries would break into revival in the next century, and he'd fight them back into a dark age. And each one of those times, that take about 100 years from Seymour's preaching at the turn of the century of holiness all the way down to sin's okay again. It's been 100 years. He couldn't let me make it that far into that love of God. But it was too late. He accosted me. He fought. He threatened to kill me. But I still penetrated that and got into 1 minute of it. Now he can't stop me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop. I know what revival is made out of now. Woo. I know what he can't stop. I know what the love of God can do. Woo. Did you know that the love of God slays even money? What did he say? Persecution and affliction and the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches, and the last one, the lust for other things, the God plans it. Conflict. I'm him. I'm great. No, you're not. Simmer down. You're not doing all of that. Get over yourself. Self-exaltation and less of other things. But money, deception, those two things go together seemingly. But love is the answer to that. Money doesn't have enough money to take that out of you. You get baptized into some of that and you'll know there's nothing else any more powerful. What was Jesus moved by when he healed every single one of them? Wasn't it compassion? What's compassion? It's the tangible substance of love. Tangible. He was moved by compassion. And he healed them all. So praying in tongues, it's got to get you to stop. Just do it a little here and there, appease your conscience. It's got to get you to stop. Because it delivered me to several things along the way, to fastings and major keys that helped lay my foundation. And then he started adding this love, which has turned it into absolute concrete. I don't know how tall the building will be, but I know the foundation will hold it. This is what revivals are made out of. That he can't stop. if he teaches the next generation that is in that revival what the revival is really made out of. And that's part of the revival, is to come to the place where you can walk in that kind of love. Do you know that he gives us... He gives us giftings and things like that. Thank God for it, or nothing would hardly be done. He has a real strong presence of grace and he gives a gift. You get somebody healed and they catch you smoking behind the shed. Well, they got healed, didn't they? Yeah, but it helps when you know you don't destroy your body along the way. You'd just be surprised how you'll use people that are just a mess. The person's a mess. The anointing comes on them and he uses them. Other than that, they're a mess. I say, well, I'm going to have communion. Oh, that's great. I hope you don't mind we use real wine. How did I know it would be a gallon? If he didn't use us a lot, like where we're at, who would he use for anything? But be so, that still does not stop. When God gets absolutely turned loose, where it would put just roomfuls of sinners right on their nose. You know, he doesn't want to stop. We know we're human and all that kind of thing. Well, I just hate this and I hate that and this. This is such a sacrifice to give this up. If you see somebody, they'll leave a little group, and the little group looks holy, and they're kind of nervous, and they leave real quick, that's usually them. Do we have experience here? You know, there's things that we mark worse than others. Anything destroys your body is not any good. And anything that controls you is not any good. That's what Paul said. It's no good. So here we are. And why he uses us anyway. You know how I tested the waters? When he started using me with miracles. Go to a service. And they were miracles. So I go back. Not testing by doing something that's on the border. You know, it's on the line. And then I go back and preach and wait to see. Oh, thank God he moved again. I guess that's okay. No, it's not. I use that to judge along the way. So see if he used me. Yeah. But I didn't do that. I quit smoking when I got saved. I was down to pipes and cigars. So people would give me cigarettes. I never liked them, but I was on watch in the Navy. And I'd have to be standing guard. Couldn't light them up unless it's a smoking area or a smoking lamp. So I'd eat them. Just chew them up. Wake me right up. But then again, Grandpa taught me to chew and smoke a pipe. I didn't fit in as a teenager, but but with the love of God, money is more powerful than all of it. All of it. Well, that was the second visitation of fallen angels. The first one, they tried to sing me to death to convince me they were of God and get into the sensationalism move. But I knew the difference because it troubled me inside. They sang a gospel song, but it troubled me and I couldn't figure it out until I made them mad. Exposed themselves. I never saw them either, just heard their voices. Now, these devils I saw. Difference between a vision And a visitation is in the vision. You can't, you don't, hi, how are you? I'm fine. How are you? They were there in the room. They interacted. I could say something. They'd respond to it. They didn't like it. And I said, leave. I found out a bunch of them was anxious to do just that. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he was guarding this entry. Guarding it. He's seen it in history. People stepped over the line and started operating in more of a fullness of his love. But nothing is impossible. And this has only been a year. That is one of the most powerful years of change way down inside I've ever experienced. I want more. More. Well, what he's doing now. Heaven just taken me over there not long ago. And for 1 minute. For 1 minute, I wasn't going to the hospital just to pray for them. I was going to empty it. That's the place that's ahead. The love of God is the only thing that'll bring us on in. That's why religion just doesn't work. He is not a religion. He's a person that's ahead of something that could be called a religion. A family. A family. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For at times you feel that there's a void inside and you know not what to do with it. Well, give it to me. Fasten your eyes beyond these things and settle in where I am. Because where I am, you can be also. I gave all this to you. And you'll see there's nothing that can take the place of my love and my peace. There is no substitutes. I am the truth. I'm the life. And I am the way. I have these things for you. You'll find the fullness of my strength is in my love. For it never fails and it's absent from fear. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Yeah, oskinomata dis. Yes, I'm up. Yes, sir. Say it. The men of God that were risen to notoriety usually got taken out by self-exaltation, the power complex. And the others got taken out by, as well as greed being a part of the complex. Others have been taken out by money or the love of it, in the root of all evil. And any that falls short of all that I've given in the book of Acts is what he's went on to say. All that fell short usually were taken out at the most important time by those two things. But you'll see, for my confidence is in this generation, for there's many beginning to respond. You will see a revival, saith the Lord. Ooh. Well, look, if you got pain anywhere in your body, stand up where you're at. Yes, sir. Now, if you have intermittent pain that just comes and goes, or a pain that you can make happen by moving your body over one direction or another, you stand up and join these if you haven't already. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you with all my heart. Every pain causing situation, disease or otherwise, that's in their body, in Jesus' name, you will stop. Now, you be healed. You be healed in Jesus' name, because that's His best. That's why He has for you. That's why He paid for it. You be healed. Pain, go back where you come from. Manifest yourself on the devil. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go, pain. Go. You can't stay. How many believes He did anything? Well, do what you could. Bend, gouge, poke, hit your neighbor. You know. Go challenge the bully of the block. Now you're okay. I had a bit, looked like a hen's egg about that size coming out of my side. Had blood in my urine. Blood in my colon, plus tilted vertebrae. If you ever had one of those. Oof, it was in the day of my airplanes, too. I had 3 planes. 4 place to 6 to 8 place. One time I parked it by Lester Summerall's. I had a pilot. But the problem was I couldn't sit in the plane hardly, that tilted vertebrae. And they tilt and they press on your spine. And you want to know pain? They're supposed to be working and they go tilt. Boy, it would hurt. I mean, sometimes I'd sit down in a chair and then tilt it back. And push real hard on the lower part of my back. So I could get up and go pray for people that need healed. And I'd go pray and then get healed. And I'm standing there going, how about me? I can still remember when it came. I'd been worshiping God for it, calling myself healed. I was in Texas laying on the floor in the hotel. It was more comfortable. I was just laying there worshiping Him and thanking Him. So I knew it was getting time. I had to get up and go. Made a little bitty move to get up. It went click. What? I got up and bent over and touched my toes, and squirmed and bounced off to the meeting, and it didn't hurt. I bent over and did everything. It's never come back. In the middle of a step preaching at the prayer center, this disappeared and went. Right in the middle of a step, it went. And it was gone. I could feel there was no pain when I landed. And it shot through my body. And the rest of the stuff stopped. See, you can't believe truth with your heart and not have it happen. Well, what happens when I say something over and over? Do you take a little kid? He's on your airplane. You know, you land in a foreign country, and he stands up on the wing, and he's
5 years old, and he says, I make a confession of faith. I'm going to learn the language of this country.
He don't have to worry about it. He'll assimilate it. How come you can read a chapter and then turn around and not quote it back to me? But if you read it 20, 30 times, you can quote it word for word. If your mind could do that the second time, why couldn't it do it the first time? What happens in between? That's in my Laws of Meditation, the series. What happens? Does it have anything to do with faith? Yes, it does. That's why confession is so powerful. You can't keep calling yourself healed without believing it finally yourself. And you can't believe without Him moving. Then you believe He'll move. That's the rule. That's the law. But He taught me on meditation. Boy, the series just came out then. What happens when you read one book of Paul 30 times and you read the other letter of Paul 30 times? All of a sudden, this description causes you to understand this one. Did you do that on purpose? No, you assimilated it. What kind of faith does it produce, the real thing? Think we should start a Bible college? Everybody does, you know. Okay, did you twist around, check yourself out? Can't wait till I'm 80. Feel good, might as well act it.
Well, how old are you? You lied.
Okay, I'll be 70 in about 5 months. May. How do you feel? Too good.
Why are you looking at us like that?
Because you could too. Woo! If you got healed and pain left, stand back up. Stand back up if your pain was left. Left. Yes. Wasn't was left. Left. Yes. Yes. Some of you will take the afternoon to find out. Check yourself. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's goodness. If this week, if it can't run fast enough, it's going to get healed. Right now, He's pulled me over here, so He don't do this unless there's somebody there, usually. But you must be, and this is really important.
Brother Hoberson, what? I can't speak with tongues.
That's because you're back there, not up here right now. Seriously? You're here, and you... He usually doesn't stop me unless you are and you haven't received the Holy Spirit even in your own language to that degree to where you spoke with tongues. You need to. He's calling you. But you can't speak with tongues. Come up here and you will. For this is your next step. For the other steps you take will be least at this point of your walk. This is the most. This is your next step. You can't speak with tongues. Come up here. Yes. Oh my goodness. Do you know how your relatives are going to be affected by you being filled? Do you have any idea how many relatives are going to be saved out of this? You know, along the way, you're going to pick up a gift. And you'll see. And this will be one of the things that your relatives won't be able to get over. They'll start being born again. Some of your
few of your people up here that you use in this. Hey, little one. When we pray, the Holy Spirit's just going to baptize you. And when He does, He'll start creating that language you've heard us speak. The tongues. He'll start creating it in your spirit. In the same moment He does that, brain waves come up. And your tongue will start shaping that. All we do is just yield over. We don't hardly know how. It just comes out. And He'll do the same with you. So, Father, she come up to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So right now, you be filled. But Ranko, receive the Holy Spirit. Ooh, what do you think that's working there on your mouth? That's Him. He's shaping the words. You might as well begin to say them. You'll be praying the rest of your life in it. Look at that. They're busting out. Open that mouth and say them. I pray with her. Don't let her stop for a while. Don't you dare stop. She's going to give the devil some problems. You're going to let us out pretty soon before the night service. Yes. Don't you just hate cricks in the neck? Crick. Don't you? I do. You sleep on a pillow wrong or something, you get up and go to turn your head and you go, how could I get escape? If you got a problem in your neck, come over here. Can't get past your chair, you know. Had to back up. You think He's going to do it?
Oh, yes.
You know, don't you?
Right. Yes.
Make those hands high as you can. How bad are you? Oh,
bad.
You bad. Look at that. That thumb on that finger. Shame on you. You ready? Jesus. And go back down now. What are we going to do? You're about 5 inches. 5 inches. You're just pulling that side all to pieces. You lift. What got it? That side. Jesus. Where'd you get all that material? That's what I want to know. Where'd you get it? Watch him though. Don't leave him quite yet. Hi. Que modias caravumatas que odakares que. He needs to do your neck and your whole back.
Yeah,
and on your leg. That's a surgery. He's gone. He has to go all the way down that spine.
On my neck and my back.
Onde que des que nece. Lude ajes que nece. Raise the arms high as you can. That's it. Father, in Jesus' name, release it. Oh, now. Oh, what is this? That arm's growing out there longer than the other one. Jesus! Thank goodness. Now, Father, no more. No more. In Jesus' name, no more. No more. How many's been healed of anything in these meetings in the past? Better? How you wait. Try walking now. Oh, this is Florida. It's Amazon. I thought I was in a desert, you know. Kaliskomaski. big God is. You know, the whole beach of Florida, all the grains of sand, if they were a galaxy, each grain, He came over at the speed of light, He'd still know what every one of you are doing. And to think He has a problem with your back. Somebody, you get this pressure that builds up under your skull and it goes around your ear and it causes drastic pain, and sometimes medicine doesn't do much good, like a pain medicine. So that's all I want to say about it. If you come up, yes. Do you want to see it or just pray? Father, in Jesus' name, release it now, 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 now. Jesus' name, Father. In the name of Jesus. Whoops. Cinderella. Father, in Jesus' name, take it, take it, take it. Take it. Take it. You know, he seems to. There's still somebody that didn't come up for tongues. I guess it was more than one. Okay, it'll get worse. You know, I'm going to hold other people's feet and pray for them. And then I'm going to come back. Where are you? Where? How many doubts there here? Over there, huh? Come. Come. This is a good atmosphere, you know, kind of home, family. You know, wouldn't you want 2,000 or 3,000 screaming sinners out there watching? Come. You know He's doing this because He wants to take the next step in your life. Yeah. We will. We will. And He's pleased. You came up. He's pleased. Very pleased. I didn't know what to expect when I got in a line like this. Sister Pryor laid hands. I still remember, you know, 50 years ago almost. Sister Pryor laid hands on me. My mouth started going. She said, "Speak it out, Sonny. Speak it out." I go, almost on day. Just, that's what's going to happen. He's going to come in. And you create that language in your spirit, and it goes across those electrons and starts shaping it with your tongue. The thing is, you may not know what he's saying right now. I don't when I'm speaking in tongues for edification, But later I understand the mystery, what he did, because I walk it out. So you get ready, your mouth's going to start shaping those words. Receive. Receive the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name now. La crescia. It's beginning to quiver. Sometimes it's so delicate and you obey and it goes. Stay with him now for he prays for a while. Or get some, a couple of them, stay with him and pray. Don't stop. We're going to get another one. You're ready, aren't you? You know what to expect when we pray. He's going to baptize you. Start creating that language in here and your mouth will start going. Might as well just give up and start praying it out. You're ready, aren't you? Close those eyes. Here he comes. Receive. Receive the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. What do you think's doing that? Rest of you pray in tongues out loud for a minute. There he is. You might be called to evangelism or something. You don't know. I think you are kind of. Before these meetings are over, everything that can be healed will be. Somebody that had them sore throats all the time, you won't have them anymore. But they could end this case. Is it in the afternoon yet? No, it's 11 or something, isn't it? It's 11 or something. I'm just picking things up right now. Somebody was struck with some fear when your heart kind of pained you for that time and felt like it missed a beat or something. Lost your breath for a minute. Well, I hate to say it, but you were right. It was your heart. But that's okay. He wouldn't say it if he wasn't going to fix you. Because he don't admit you have anything. Come here. Come here. Yes. Yes, you got too much to do. You think we're going to stay here and do all the work? Do you think? Why? Why? If he wants you to, will you? You're going to find other strength in this healing too, to do some things you've been wanting to do. But they just seem to win over you. Not anymore. Not anymore. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. No more heart problem. No more. If you were aware of a tender area, a sore place before, it won't be there anymore. Okay, that's what I tell you. Oh, I didn't know all that. I was just saying what I heard. Some of you is very concerned about your loved ones. I'll just address this.
I don't know if God took my watch or what. Some of you are sitting on a very powerful ministries, and the devil's literally concerned because he's watched this kind of thing for 6,000 years. He's concerned that you'll find out what it is. If he can't keep you down with your iffy problems, then you'll rise up and find out he can't keep you down for nothing. And you'll feel what he's called you to do. Some of you feel a hunger and a longing for something you can't seem to quench. That's him. It's not only him, but it's what you do for him. Go on, put some time aside. And as they used to say, you lay before him. Listen and pray. Find out. I don't think I had an agony worse than knowing I was called and didn't know how to get into it until he gave me a vision. 30 years old, just turned 30. That's when it came. I saw them turning a service over to me and a multitude of people. He turned toward the curtain and a young woman walked out and took the pulpit, and I went and she said, I don't know why God gave me this ministry. One of you must have failed. And I turned around to see who, and the whole crowd had disappeared, and I was the only one there. You don't think I handed in my resignation from the mill? I had 3 little kids and no income. Couldn't preach. I wouldn't suggest you do that unless you know it's him. When I saw my first miracle, it was during that time. They invited me to go to a prayer meeting in a place they didn't speak with tongues. Woman come in on crutches. I didn't know it because I was after her. They set me down, gave me coffee. Then the theologian got up.
We know that God is the great celestial go-between the troubled waters of mankind and his nipples in the Lord Jesus Christ.
The lower lip got longer and longer every time he said it.
We know.
I went, oh God, I shook my coffee for excitement. I was sitting right by the lady there that had the crutches she come in with, which I didn't know. I saw her hip. You have to understand, I'd been in 2 to 3 months of praying because I didn't know what else to do. Her hip, I saw it. The socket was dark. I said, ma'am, you have trouble with your socket?
That's what the doctor tells me, sonny.
I said, can I pray for you? And to her prayer meant, in the course of your day, bow your head and remember me. Not to me. I run around in front of her while the theologian was venting. Got down on my knees, grabbed her by the ankles, pulled them up and looked. Scared me real bad. One was about 4 inches shorter and the other scared me. Then the guy, the theologian, sent his guy to break it up. And he got there just in time to see the leg go crack, pop, and come out. It shocked him much as it did me. He come to break it up and he's just standing over me going, so I put her foot down and she jumps up and starts dancing around. And the theologian says, God doesn't do that today. And she grabbed a crutch and went after him. Says, you bet, sonny. I left that place. Went and found a tree and leaned up against it and wept like a baby and lifted my hands and said, I'd have killed to do this. You mean you're going to use me in miracles too?
How can his future get away from you, your future, when you're working it through praying in the Holy Spirit? It can't get away. And you're being healed. Jesus' name. Healing or just pray?
Oh, no, what you were saying about the ministry and the Lord's.
Oh, life. Yeah, get him.
I know that.
You know it. Then, if you run ahead on that praying, the future and like the Holy Spirit, those mysteries that are landing, it'll be faster. You can enter in. So start putting time aside like that I did. And it was the right thing. Yeah. And you know how he's going to use you too. You won't be satisfied until he is. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for those miracles. Thank you for the anointing. Your power. Release your glory in her. And Father, that first positive step beyond is being affirmed in Jesus' name. Amen. What's she saying in tongues? I don't know, but I do know the devil's in trouble. I sound like throw his little fork down and walk off. You know that? I don't. You don't have to be afraid of him. No more than you do your circumstances.
Well, he's painted a bad picture.
That's to destroy you with, so don't let it work. I like what Paul said. You know why the devil jumped Paul? He told us. He turned to hell. He signed a special hellish devil to Paul. And Paul told you why. He said, because of the abundance of my revelation. Had to turn the well off. He said, I sought God 3 times and he kept telling me the same thing and he finally got to end. My grace is sufficient. Finally, he acknowledges it at the end. He said he was telling me the whole time. I'm convinced, you know, persecution, perplexities, distresses. He said, they can't separate me from the love of God. His grace is sufficient. I'll therefore glorify him. Take pleasure in the midst of distresses, perplexities, and persecution. He's not a sadist and likes getting beat up. But when they're coming, the devil's trying to destroy him with them, he can step aside and take pleasure in the presence of God no matter what the devil tries. And in doing that, you'll switch your dependency off the flesh and onto the grace that says you're free. Why? Because that's all you'll acknowledge. I'm free. I'm free.
But you don't know what I owe next month.
I'm free.
Well, I found something too hard for him.
Go sit in the corner. Bring me the ruler. You, bring me the ruler. How many's been hit? In our day, we were swatted without getting sued. When we went home, our parents were glad. Hit you, huh? I told you. Hallelujah. If you got healed of anything, wave at me. Oh, it looks like a windmill out there. No telling what's going to happen tonight. Except if we keep going, we may be late. With that,
I'll turn this back over to your pastor, soldier, colonel, president. All in all, example.